Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Yudalet, and we are starting about the fifth line with the words Taman Taninon and the Vilna Sursa Daf. It's right at the top of Zion Omer Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara says Taman Taninon over there. We learned in the Mishnah Rabbi Yesi says Shisha Dvar Mikulei Beis Shammai Mechumim Beis Hillel. There are six things. They're from the Kulos of Beis Shammai and the Chumers of Beis Hillel, which is really a chiddush because usually it's the other way around. Beis Shammai is usually the one that's Machmir and Beis Hillel is the one that's Mekel. So first thing the Mishnah mentions is Oif, which is fowl, bird, such as chicken, oila al shulchan magvina, it's allowed to be brought up onto a table with cheese, veiner nechal, it's just not allowed to be eaten, kedir beis shammai, that's beis shammai's opinion, and that's because the isra of cooking and eating chicken and milk is only midrabanon, so therefore we're allowed to bring them up on the table together, chicken over here and cheese over there, they're just not allowed to be eaten together, obviously. However, beis hillel says, loy oila v'loy nechal, it's not allowed to be eaten, and it's not allowed to even be brought up on the same table. Now the continuation of the mission is what's relevant for us, tarmin zesan al shemen v'anov mal yayin, kedir beis shammai. Beis shammai says we're allowed to separate olives for oil and grapes for wine. Ubeis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, ain't tarmin, don't do so. Now, Rav Manor clarifies, les kan zesam al shemen. The Girsa in the Mishnah is not taking off olives for oil. Ella, it's all the way around, shemen al zesim, it's really oil for olives. Dehid Rabbi Yosi, because that's Rabbi Yosi's opinion, like we learned about previously. And continuing to explain our Mishnah, the proper gear says to take out the next three words, Rabbi Yosi Omer, and our Mishnah said, Truma v'yachzor v'yitraim. When a person separates Truma from oil for olives, or from wine for grapes, that is valid Truma, but he has to take off Truma again. Now we clarify, b'she'en arishon kayames, this is only when the original Truma is not here anymore, meaning he already gave it to the kain, or he lost it, and then he finished squeezing these olives or these grapes, he has to take off truma again. Yudal no beis on top of volam ha'isar rishon kayemes. But if the original truma is still here and he hasn't given it to a kain yet, kairu l'shem v'dayoi. All he has to do is be kairu l'shem, and that's sufficient. Kairu l'shem means he officially declares it as truma again, and that's fine. He doesn't have to separate truma because he still has this oil or this wine that he had originally separated as truma. And remember, when he did this original hafrasha of the oil or the wine, his olives and grapes were just lightly crushed, but they weren't fully squeezed into oil or wine. But now that they are fully squeezed into oil or wine, he's able to designate it again as truma, and that's Peseder, he doesn't have to separate another truma. Now, Tony was taught in a brisa, Shniel lo yisaychal, the second truma that he separated should not be eaten by the kayin, ad shiyotzi olel, the proper girso is, maestros, until he takes maestros off of it. Since this second truma only had to be separated midrabanon, that means technically it's considered tevel in regards to maestr, so the kayin would have to separate maestros from this second truma and give them to the levi. However, now the Gemara asks, Rishonamahi, what about the first truma? Does this first truma need to have the maestr separated from it? On one hand, since the first truma is valid midiraisa, so it doesn't need to have maizer separated from it. On the other hand, since we say that midrabanon, we have to separate another truma, so maybe midrabanon, maizers have to be separated from this first truma. And the answer is, madatani from that which was taught in the braisa, chazav also zesim rishayna shemen, vanavim yayin, then if he finished squeezing all these olives into oil and all the grapes into wine, so kari shem ve'enu tzarech lesrim shniya, all he does is kriyas shem, and he doesn't have to take off another truma, like we just said above. And the armor this tells us that when this first truma is not here anymore because it was already given to the kayin, shoot sarch like rashem lamasraisav, that the kayin does have to be kayrashem to the maestros, which means midrabanon, he has to make sure the maestros is taken off for this truma that he received. And we see that from the fact that when the person still has this truma in front of him and he hadn't yet given it to the kayin, he has to officially be kayr l'shem, he has to officially redesignate it as truma. So that means that in some aspect it wasn't 100% truma, and therefore when the kayin did receive this first truma, it's not considered 100% truma, and he has to make sure the maestros is separated for it. And continuing on to explain the Mishnah, we said that we can take truma off from oil for olives that were pickled, and v'yayin al navam asesin simukin, and from wine for grapes that were designated for raisins. Now, as we pointed out briefly in the Mishnah, the lashon over here is al navam lasoisin simukin, that we have these grapes that are designated to be made into raisins, but they weren't actually yet raisins. So based off of that, we're going to ask a question. The Gemara says tanin in debasra. Later on, at the end of the Mishnah, we learn ein torn midavar shenigmar malachtoi al davar shaloi nigmar malachtoi, one is not allowed to separate from something that already reached Gemar Malacha onto something that hasn't reached Gemar Malacha. And in this stage, the Mishnah is saying that l'chatchila we're not allowed to do this, but b'dievet, if it's done, it works. The proper gear says v'kaya fi l'chatchila. But over here, we're saying even l'chatchila. In this stage, in the middle part of the Mishnah, we're saying that l'chatchila one is allowed to separate truma from wine for grapes that are designated for raisins, even though they haven't yet reached the raisin stage. And so we see that l'chatchila we're allowed to separate from a davar shenigmar malachtoi, that's wine, on a davar shaloi nigmar malachtoi, which is grapes that are not yet raisins. Seems to be that we have a steer between between the middle part of the Mishnah and the Seifa. And in Tamar, if you're going to suggest, says the Gemara, that Shanyahi, this case is different. Why? Because this is considered a Davar Shnei Gemara Melachtoi. Namely, when a Mishnah says onto grapes that are designated for raisins, that actually is considered Nigmar Melachtoi. And it's only at the end of the Mishnah, when it talks about onto Davar Shaloi Nigmar Melachtoi, that's talking about grapes that are designated to be made into wine, and that's what we're referring to Shaloi Nigmar Melachtoi. We can't say that, because at Taninon, it was taught beferish in a Mishnah. Hapered, dried pomegranate seeds, batzimukin, and raisins, vacharuvin, and carob, mishyam, and arema. They're only considered Nigmar Melachtoi once they're made into a pile. And even once they were turned into raisins, they're still not Nigmar Melachtoi. So how could you say that when grapes were just designated to be made into raisins, and they're not yet raisins, they're considered Nigmar Melachtoi? However, the Gemara Tesfav Amar Alpha on top answers, Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi says, B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak ben Lazar, and the only time that it's asar lechatchila to separate midavar shenigmar melachtoi onto davar shaloi nigmar melachtoi is when we're dealing with garn v'yakev. Namely, when we're talking about olives that are going to be made into oil or grapes that are going to be made into wine, that's something that's considered loy nigmar melachtoi. And that's because we learn it from a pasuk which says kedagan min agayren uchmleya min ayakev. And so if it's not yet oil or not yet wine, we consider that davar shaloi nigmar melachtoi. However, if they're being designated for raisins, even if they're not yet raisins, it still could be considered nigmar melachtoi, and that's why lechatchila we wouldn't be allowed to separate from wine for grapes that are designated for raisins. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.